President Trump says Islamic State founder Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed after being chased to a dead-end tunnel in his Syrian compound. He was being pursued by a U.S. military dog. Pentagon officials say that dog was the only member of the American mission to be injured. It's not the first time a dog has played an important role in U.S. special operations missions. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
Trump called the canine a beautiful dog, a talented dog. And the president tweeted a declassified portrait of the Belgian Malinois, its sideways tongue and fluffy coat belying the military experience the dog has mastered. At a Pentagon briefing on Monday, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the military dog performed a tremendous service, but did get hurt.
Slightly wounded and fully recovering, but the dog is still in theater, return to duty. With its handlers.
When word began to spread that the world's most wanted terrorist was cornered by a dog, Ron Aiello wasn't surprised. He's a Marine veteran who runs the U.S. War Dogs Association.
They're kind of a first line of defense.
Aiello says they are often outfitted with night vision and a video camera that the dog handlers can watch live. If danger is spotted, the dog will sit, signaling the troops to stop. When dogs are assigned to a special operations force, Aiello says they will train alongside the group for weeks.
They'll jump out of an aircraft just like their handler will. They'll rappel down from helicopters. They'll swim if they're in a submarine or a boat, just like the Navy SEALs would do.
Warzone dogs do more than just sniff out bombs. Aiello says they also serve as a morale booster to soldiers. Handlers and the military dogs in particular form strong bonds.
You depend on your dog to save your life, to protect the troops behind you, and your dog depends on you to take care of that dog.
In the 1960s, Aiello was one of the first Marine scout dog teams to be deployed to Vietnam. The group he founded focuses on the needs of America's canine veterans.
We have a free prescription drug program that we started about 5 years ago. We provide wheelchairs for the dogs when they can no longer walk. We help with the dogs that have PTSD, come back with PTSD. We have a program for that.
At the Pentagon briefing, Milley was asked if he'd be willing to divulge the name of the hero dog. And he said no.
Protecting the dog's identity.
Bobby Allen, NPR News, Washington.